Sales company serving this area for over 60 years.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Ooh, I've been giddy. I've been waiting for this. Just to ask this of Katie Robber from the Wapner and Breckenridge Chamber. Can we officially say voting is closed?
Yes.
Closed voting, up Saturday, right?
Closed up on the 31st, yep.
Okay.
The last party, the last day of voting was Saturday.
And now we all hold our breath till the middle of the month?
Wait till the 17th of June to see what happens.
Okay.
So they're going to send us an email with a flyer that says what we have won. It's between $5,000 and $100,000.
Well, you're already, like, what were you saying? You're already, like, $5,000 up on the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're guaranteed $5,000. So it's a no-lose situation.
Now, for people that don't know, we're talking about the Cenex Hometown Throwdown.
Correct. Yeah.
And Chalkfest, which is like your baby. Chamber's baby.
It is.
Was one of five nationally.
Yes.
Okay, in the nation that got picked for this.
Yep.
So if you get the top voter gets $100,000.
Yeah.
So we're kind of hoping for that.
Yeah, we are. So did a big push on Friday around the community, and people just come out in droves. I mean,
I love it.
Every time we say, did you vote? They're like, yeah, three times.
Yeah, three times.
email addresses. Yeah. So, and if they didn't, like I was over at the DMV one day, and there was a farmer over there, and I said, did you vote? And he's like, I don't know how to. I said, give me your phone.
So you showed him. All right, good for you.
Good
for you. I voted twice because I had two emails. So you got two votes from me, definitely.
Yeah.
So again, fingers crossed, and we'll just kind of wait.
But yeah,
then
now it's a waiting game.
Nutty. I mean, there's a lot on the line there.
There is.
So let's hope.
We hope for the best. That's all we can do, right?
What's going on? Kind of, we got Blue Goose Days at the end of the week.
Blue Goose Days is the highlight of the week, really. But there's so much other. There's so many other things going on as well.
Okay, what's happening?
Believe it or not. So Northern Zen down the street on Town Center Square.
My buddy's downstairs.
Square.
Yeah.
They have their 1 year anniversary this week. Like officially, it was June 1st, so it was on Sunday. But you know, it's on Sunday, so we're saying today.
What a cool place!
Yeah, it is.
I go in there just for the smell. They've got the most incredible, I don't know, waxes or incense or something, but
yeah,
it is incredible.
They have a whole lineup of things that are going on this week over there. They have a couple readings on Monday and Friday.
Okay, so today and Friday.
No, Tuesday and Friday.
Tuesday and Friday.
I'll go through the list here. But yeah, they have readings. They have sales going on. They're kind of whooping
cool
it up
place.
Over there.
I love that place.
Yeah.
All right.
So on Monday, but on starting today, there's an open house at CHI St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excuse me. The Wapner and Breckenridge Ambulance is celebrating. I think it was Ambulance Week a couple weeks ago, but it was rainy that day.
Yeah, we got smoke now.
rescheduled for today. It's at 120 Minnesota Avenue in Breck from 5:30 to 7:30. So why don't you pop over there and give them some support. Give them some love.
They do incredible work for us.
Yeah. So they're having an open house. On Tuesday, Children's Discovery Center is having a pop-up event in their parking lot. So they are celebrating dairy, with dairy-themed activities. I think there's a dairy... There's a dairy theme going on.
Okay,
here.
Some type of cow thing.
There is.
Okay, this could be
so
fun.
So they're going to have free ice cream. There's some, I think it's steam activities and dairy-themed activities as well. And that's happening 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday.
They're doing great things,
Yeah,
too.
They are. On Thursday, the Kinship Amazing Race. We
here
all
we
know
go.
What that is.
Here we go.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The race starts at 6. It's 4 to 6 family, friend, member teams. With a 3.5 mile course, I guess it's just
that's
phenomenal.
A party, man.
Yeah,
people just come out and get into it. I love
that.
So
if you want to know more information, visit kinship.org/2025amazingrace.
All right.
And then the proceeds go to the Richland Wilkin Kinship Youth Mentoring Program. So
great event.
So and also happening on Thursday. I don't want to say anything because I might be wrong. It might be on Tuesday. Northern Zen's having Beneath the Willows readings from 1 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
It's on our website. It's on our events calendar.
Go
so
there, check
I
it out.
Set the date
everything
wrong.
Is
Yeah,
on
everything's
that.
Listed there. Also on Friday, Northern Zen's having more readings done by Lisa Madsen, 1 to 7 p.m. 30-minute readings for available, so Call 701-212-3975 to reserve your spot. And then, of course, Blue Goose Days is coming up.
Here we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. There's on Saturday, there's a chess tournament at Hughes Shelter from 11 to 5:30. There's a vendor fair in the, I think it's in the parking lot of Jim Kabazoo.
Yes.
The parade, I get a lot of calls at the chamber about the parade. So here's the story on the parade. So lineup starts at 9 a.m. over by Farm City Supply.
Correct.
Okay.
And just
and
show up.
You can just show up. You mm-hmm. don't have to register. It's not. There's no fee to join or to do the parade. You just show up.
Right.
And then the parade starts at 10. So that's happening with the parade. There's also Dick Bell Catfish Tournament at the Kidder Recreation Area, 6:45 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then the Evans Support Global Golf Scramble, 7:30 at night to 12:30 a.m. at the Boydie Sioux Golf Course. So lots of happenings this week. Yep. The summer is starting. It's the calendar is blowing up.
And then once we get past Blue Goose, then we can start talking some serious chalk fest.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's going to be out of hand this year. I can't wait. I always look forward
it's
to
so
that.
It's so fun.
Kind of the highlight of the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it
kudos
is.
To the chamber for growing a great event.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
you
so
go.
That's what we have this week and upcoming. So
fantastic. Katie, good to have you in.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good week. We'll talk next Monday.
You bet.
All right. Katie Robber, Wapiton Breckenridge Chamber. It's 9:13, Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Got a little haze and got a little smoke. And we are at 71 degrees. Good morning.
It's way too dry. It clouds up in the city. The weatherman complains. But where I